Hey guys, can you hear me? Okay, we're good. So did you look at that video? How awesome was that, right? All the capabilities that you saw in Bing.com, we are going to make that available in APIs so that you guys can go ahead and build applications. I'm Ronak, I'm joined with my colleague Ravi here, and we're gonna talk about Bing Visual Search API and Bing Visual Search Developer Platform. So there are like a couple of things sandwiched here in one theater session, but I'm telling you, this is worth your time. Because all these technologies which we are talking about today, they are not available anywhere. It's only available here so that you guys can go ahead and build applications. So before I start, just to put this in context, we are talking about cognitive services. Cognitive services is a place where you get all the pre-built AI capabilities in five different dimensions: vision, speech, language, knowledge, and search. In this particular talk, we're going to focus on the net new capability that we are bringing, Bing Visual Search. And here is the agenda. So as I talked about, two different things, right? One is Bing Visual Search API in itself, right? You can build a lot of cool applications. I'm going to talk about that quite a lot. And the second thing is Bing Visual Search Developer Platform that we released yesterday in alpha. And Ravi is going to talk about that. He's also going to show a cool demo. So when you think about this, there are like two different announcements here. One is applications that you can build using Bing Visual Search. And second thing is applications that you can build using the Bing Visual Search Developer Platform. So let's dive in. First of all, why do you require visual search, right? Because predominantly, we have been talking about text as a search. You can search your web pages, images, videos, news using text. But that's not enough, because if you look at some of the things here, like chandelier, or this candle holder, or even this night lamp, they're so very difficult to describe in words, right? How do you give it a shot even? Even look at these fashion products, right? These are called as Mensa Oxfords. I didn't even know about that. And there are wristwatches. How do you even go about searching all these things in text, right? What you need is, really you need images which can speak for yourself, right? And then you can search within images, get similar images and similar products. And that's what we are bringing here. The second thing is, I would like to know more about the world around me, right? For example, when I'm roaming around on the beach, and when I see this dog, I don't want to be clueless. I want to know what is the breed of that dog. Or I would like to know about what is this flower bouquet containing, right? When I'm procuring that, or when I'm given that bouquet, I don't want to be sounded as dumb. I already know these things, right? When my friend posts something on web, I would like to know which place is that, because I would like to visit that maybe. Or even furniture, right? I don't even know that this is called a hammock, right? How do I even go search about that? So that's where visual search becomes really interesting. And here is a deep dive of capabilities. The first thing is, given a picture like this, Bing Visual Search will give you products from fashion. It will identify that automatically like this. It will also give you auto crops, something like this. And this was manually done almost all the time, right? You would have seen applications where people are going and providing you crop regions, and you get similar products. No longer the case. You can use this Bing Visual Search API, you can get these auto crops, and you can get similar products from here. Now, one of the things that you can do as a business is that you can restrict all your products to your inventory, right? It's not only products from the web, it's products from your own domain, right? And you can create at least three cool applications using this. One is you can integrate with the camera, you can have your own application where users can take photographs and they can provide these photographs to you. You can surface your inventory and they can purchase from that. The second thing is you can provide visually similar recommendations. So for example, if you have a product like this in your inventory, you can provide visually similar recommendations for that. And third thing is it's more like an integration kind of a scenario where you can have a bot framework, you can integrate with Lewis, and you can have this, and you can create a cool retail assistant, right? Where users can come, they can surf, like you go in the physical store, like you ask for multiple products, and then you make up your mind, you purchase something. You can create those scenarios using this, where you can say that, I want to search for something similar to this, right? And that's also possible here. Switching gears a little bit, let's say you are owning a business where you are providing vacation rentals, right? Now, one thing is clear, when you are making your decision about vacation rentals, you would like to have lots and lots of images as a user, right? So that you can convert, you can purchase that vacation. And this API will give you similar images from the web, right? So given an image like this, you can get similar images like this. And one thing to note here is that these things are not only visually related, they're also semantically related, right? Because we have access to billions of web pages and text around the world. So what we can do is we understand text, we understand images, and we can correlate all these billions of images around the world, and we can provide you this semantically related images. Not only this, you can also provide crops, and you can get similar images for the cropped regions. And again, here, they are not visually similar exactly. They are semantically similar, right? And here is where it takes decades of research in deep learning and machine learning. And all these things are available in terms of API now. The third thing is about recognizing celebrities, monuments, flowers, animals, artworks, and other common objects. So given a picture like this, the visual search API will tell you that these are macarons, right? You can also get rich information using the Bing Entity Search API. It will also tell you that these flowers belong to daisy category. They are called as Gerbera jamesoni, which is very difficult to understand as a human being. But apart from that, this will also give you recipes. I can go back. This will also give you recipes of macarons, right? So when you take a picture of macaron, it will tell you how to bake macarons. How cool is that? The other thing is it will give you options to choose from for bouquets, right? So you can have bouquets which you can purchase. It will also tell you pricing information, and again, something that you can restrict to your domain. So you can create an application. When somebody takes a picture like this, you can provide options, right, to buy bouquets from. Now, I talked about a lot of different capabilities, and this is like one single API. So here, I'm trying to summarize that. Given a picture like this, you get similar images. You understand that this is Satya Nadella. You also get similar crops for the cropped region. You can detect the object, right, from fashion, and you can get similar products from that. And this is something that you can restrict your domain again. And on top of that, you get web sources. So given an image like this, this is like a finding a needle in the haystack where up across the web, like billions of web pages, where is this image available? And this will give you all the pages where this is existing. And there are a couple of scenarios where we can use this. For example, let's say you are a site where you have only exclusive content. You don't want anything else, right, which is available on the web. You can use this. You can figure out whether this is existing somewhere. If it is existing, you can take it down. The second thing is proactive plagiarism scan, right? For example, if you are a content producing site and your moderators and editors are producing some content and you want to figure out that whether that is something available or not, you can use this. You can take it down, right? Now, I have talked about all these capabilities, and you must be thinking, how do I even get started with all these things? And for that, we are going to go and show you what we have in terms of capabilities. So here is the Visual Search API on Cognitive Services. If you go down, you can see interactive demo. This talks about all the different applications that I talked about. You can play around. You can see. If you go up, you can see try for free, so you can get started for free. What this will do is this will give you a couple of free keys, which are valid for 7 days. And you can go here to developer guide. And you can see what rich documentation we have. These are like 5-minute quick starts in 4 different languages. If you go to one of them, let's click on C#. Go down. What you need to do is you just need to go up. Click on this copy. That's it. Provide the keys that you got from Try for Free. Start with this, and you are literally getting started within 5 minutes. You can build your applications within a couple of hours, right, using these APIs. And all those things are not available anywhere apart from Microsoft. So we are really happy to announce these capabilities and can't wait to see what you build using these APIs. And now I'll hand it over to Ravi, who's going to talk about Bing Visual Search Developer Platform.
Yep.
Over to you, Ravi.
Thanks, Ronak. Can you guys hear me? OK. So I'm here to talk to you about the Visual Search Developer Platform. So Ronak just mentioned the various capabilities we provide, like recognizing objects, flowers, animals, so on and so forth. What we've been doing at Microsoft is using these capabilities to build first-party experiences throughout our Microsoft products and services. So we have a set of what we call visual search users, users that use images input to search across and learn about the world or describe things that are hard to describe. And something we notice is that enterprises, developers, and companies also have interesting computer vision recognition models. They have catalogs of data around images. They have interesting web data and knowledge that they can share. But right now, there's no way for you to kind of tap into our visual search users with your data. So today or yesterday, we announced our Visual Search Developer Platform in alpha, which bridges this gap and allows you to leverage our visual search capabilities and infuse it with your data and AI and provide this as an experience to our visual search users across all of our enterprise products and services. So in a summary, what is the Visual Search Developer Platform? So it's a platform that allows developers to extend the capabilities of our Visual Search API through what we call visual skills. Developers like you can build these visual skills, and they'll be visible across Microsoft's first-party products and services. So how do visual skills work? So a user takes a photo, and here's where the magic happens, right? We've built decades of machine learning and computer vision and deep learning expertise to understand what's in an image. So we can understand the intent of an image. We call this visual intent. So visual intent is kind of defined as what is the most likely intent of an image given the content in it. So for example, a picture of a person, the intent is a person. If a picture is of a food, the intent is food. So in this case, the intent would be a flower or a plant. So based on these image understanding and visual intent, we request a set of skills that might be useful for the user. And these are shown across our first-party products and services. So let me kind of walk through a real-world example of a skill. So far we mentioned that, for example, if you take a picture of headphones, Bing will, with our Visual Search API, be able to provide you and tell you that these are headphones. So now, developers with visual skills, what you can do is you can build a skill which surfaces your content and catalog and takes Visual Search users to your own website and products and services. So it's a way for you to attract new customers, new users, that's completely untapped as of yesterday, right? There's no way for you to take your data and connect it to real-world objects in a uniform way that works across all sorts of product and services. So the best way to kind of do this is actually show you how to build a visual skill. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. So the skill I'm going to build is actually very similar to the skill I just showed, which was taking a picture of headphones and finding where that's available in the Microsoft Store. So to do this, you can go to bingvisualsearch.com, and you'll get to a page like this, where it gives you information about what skills are. All the stuff I'm talking about right now is also available here. So we have documentation around how to build skills, and we have step-by-step guide on all of this. But I'm going to walk through it for you right now. So I'm going to go to my skills to start. So I'm going to create a new skill. I'm going to call it Store Search, and I'm building it. So it finds products in the Microsoft Store. So that's just entering the information about what your skill is. And then the next part is actually building and configuring your skill. So there's actually only three steps into building a skill. So the first step is choosing when your skill should trigger. So one of the things I mentioned earlier is what we call visual intent. It determines when and what's in the image. So you can choose to trigger your skill all the time if you have some sort of generic skill, or you can choose to customize it based on a set of visual intent triggers. So we have a list of intents that you can use. So for example, you can say only if there's an image of a food, and if there's only a food item in the image, then only call my skill. And you can use multiple of these to build a logical expression, like an if, and an or expression, to make it more fine-tuned for your scenario. But in this case, I'm just going to use always trigger to just make it simple. And then the next thing we ask is that what type of image metadata would you like for your skill or service to leverage? So all the capabilities we mentioned and Ronak mentioned, you can get those to as part of the response to your skill. So for example, you can take annotations that describe what's in the image, and you can leverage that in your skill. You can actually take the raw image if you want to build your own image processing and you want to do your own vision model on top of it. You can do object detection and get those objects as a response. You can even get text on the image as OCR as well. In this case, for this demo, I'm going to use annotations, which describe what's in the image, because I don't have those visual capabilities as a developer in this case. And then the third thing is, where is your code that's hosting that we can call with all of this metadata? So I actually have an Azure function I created. I'm just going to copy that over, and I'll explain what that does real quick. So I'm just saving that. So what is this Azure function really is? The simple way is looking at it as this code. So it takes less than 35 lines to actually build a skill, a visual skill. And you shouldn't build your code like this because there's no error handling or anything like that. So we have a sample script for you on the website that has the complete error handling and everything. But what it's basically is doing is parsing through the annotations that I subscribe to in my skill, and taking the first one and using that to generate a query into the Microsoft Store and provide and creating a preview link that I can use in my skill. So as I said, once you provide the service URL, you're pretty much done. You just built the skill. So now what we can do is actually upload an image and start testing. So I'm going to upload this image of these headphones that I just showed. And what it'll do is the minute it uploads the image, it starts generating the JSON metadata that is being sent to your endpoint. So you can use this to debug, understand what's exactly being sent. And then once that's done, you can click Run. And this is actually where it hits your endpoint. So you can wait for it'll come back with the response that your code does. And along with the response, you get a little preview based on the data that I provided in my script. So in this case, you can see that it says, search Microsoft Store for headphones, because it recognized that headphones is what's in the image. And then it created a little preview link. So clicking on this will take me to the Microsoft Store page to search for headphones. Right? And this can be across a variety of things. It doesn't have to be just headphones. So let me just do one more image. So here, I'm uploading a picture of a cover of Forza, the video game. And I'm just going to run it again. And as you can see, it says search Microsoft Store for Forza, because it was able to detect that this is about Forza, the video game. And then clicking on this will go take me to the Forza website, the Microsoft Store. So that's basically it to building a skill. And then the next step is actually to test your skill on the Bing iOS app. So if you download the latest Bing iOS app, you can actually test your skill. We provide you with a test code. So you can enter this on your iOS app and start taking pictures of real-world objects and seeing how well your skill does. So this can help you tune your skill. And this is another way for you to share your skill with fellow developers or colleagues or friends. And in fact, we actually have a partner we want to announce that we built a visual skill with. So Delectable is one of our first partners. So they do wine recognition as a service, and they have an app on Android and iOS. And what we did with them is that when there's an image of a wine bottle, we pass the image over to Delectable, and they recognize what wine it is and provide the user with a click-through experience that goes to Delectable. So I'll actually show you a video of this working. And this skill is available on the Bing iOS app. So if you download the latest app, this skill is published to you, so you can try it out. So in this case, I'm just taking a picture of this wine bottle, and Delectable skill is suggested to me. And I can click just try skill, and it's going to take me to Delectable about that exact same wine, so I can read reviews, notes, tasting notes, and all that information. So in the end, how does this really benefit you as a developer or company or enterprise? So as we said, we have a lot of visual search capabilities. So you can leverage those. You can build these visual skills, and you can get access to these visual search users, which are these untapped set of users that are currently have no way to access your data through image-based search, and drive these users to your products and services to increase growth, engagement, traffic, and usage. So in the end, I just want to say go try out, build a skill, provide feedback to us. And we're actually located in the Cognitive Services search booth. So feel free to drop by, ask us questions. We can do more live demos for you of skills if you want. And you can check it all out. And again, the API is accessible through this. If you want to take a photo, this would be great. And to build a skill, go to bingvisualsearch.com. And that's it. Thank you.